It's Eric Hansen on a beautiful spring day in Scioto, Illinois, with the spring hometown heroes of the week, the spring hometown heroes of the season. That's right, the West Prairie Cyclones volleyball team. Let's hear from the girls. That's right, home of the Cyclones is where we're at. We were just here a couple weeks ago for hometown heroes at West Prairie High School in Scioto. Three teams are nominated each Monday. If a team wins, they all get hometown heroes t-shirts, and you girls remembered to wear your t-shirts. I didn't even have to, they just did. That's awesome. They're happy to win. And then the community votes. We add them all up. One team wins, they get t-shirts and the plaque, and we always tell them we could be back with that $1,000 in the big old check, and we came. Some of them have got the big old check, and some have got the trophy. Let's meet the West Prairie, home of the Cyclones. Moms and dad, let's hear from you. Home of the Cyclones, the West Prairie Cyclones volleyball team, starting with the coach.
Hello, Coach Paul.
All right.
Lauren Powell, sophomore outside hitter.
Grace Vanonic, sophomore setter.
Sadie Allen, sophomore outside hitter.
Maddie Hood, sophomore middle hitter.
Right. Jessica Fackrell, sophomore middle front and right front.
Right. Madison Calvert, senior outside hitter.
Calissa Watkins, senior back row and outside hitter.
Madison's holding down the trophy.
Allie Arnold, junior right side.
McClain Ingnell, senior setter.
Gwen Kalki, senior libero.
Ellie Powell, junior, right side hitter.
Did I get you? Yes, good.
Hope you got me. Yeah, I already did.
Addison Spain, junior, outside hitter.
All right.
Brooklyn Welsh, senior, middle hitter.
All right.
Kinley Welsh, freshman, middle hitter.
Malia Houston, senior, middle hitter.
All right.
Taylor Richardson, freshman, middle hitter.
All right. Taylor said hurry, she's got track at 3:05.
Janie Phelps, freshman, middle.
Right back.
Yeah, right back.
Anika Clark, freshman, right side hitter.
All right.
Jersey Brown, freshman, libero.
All right.
Ava Beck, freshman, outside hitter.
And then assistant coach.
Drew Snyder, assistant coach.
Drew, thank you so much. And going back down here, we couldn't do this without our sponsors, Ladner and Jane Orthodontics in Galesburg, Kewaunee, and Macomb. Martin, your local John Deere dealer. Advanced Plumbing and Mechanical in Monmouth. We could not bring $1,000 or those cool t-shirts or that trophy from our friends at Classic Accents. Molly Prescott, thanks for the design. And, of course, Go Van Goes. And Coach Paul, we were here, I don't know, less than like 3 weeks ago, I think it was, in this very same gym you guys were practicing. And you mentioned a couple of things. If we won $1,000 that we could use.
Yes, we could desperately use a new volleyball system, which is consists of poles and a net. And the one that is previously here was here before I came in 2004. So, and it was old enough then. So this is much needed.
You said a lot of years in the volleyball game, and you know these girls well. Looking forward to next season, too. How was this year? We know how it was for all coaches and players, but happy to put it behind you and move on to next.
Well, it was challenging, but I think all of us felt thankful and grateful to get to do it. We finished the season with 9 wins and 1 loss, and so they're an amazing group of girls. Besides volleyball players, they're great people to work with, and very cooperative with one another and great teammates. So,
a shame there no postseason for that, but 9-1, it's something to be proud of. Coach Paul, how long have you been doing it now?
It is. Well, this was my 39th season,
yeah.
So
yeah.
A long time.
Well, congratulations. Maybe some of that will go to a pizza party. I think some of these girls they're not going to let go of that big check, Coach, until...
Food is always a welcome incentive, so
is, yeah.
A lot of these girls back next year for the team?
6 are seniors,
yeah.
So I'm hoping all the 14 that are standing here will choose to do it again, and I saw a lot of progress in every single one of them and excited to see how far they actually can go from here forward.
Your community got us here. That's what it was. We just announced your hometown hero nominee, and your community, the support, even though you didn't get to see a lot on the sidelines in the last 14 months, it's really there.
They're an amazing volleyball community and parents. I'm going to miss the senior parents, but all the parents, I appreciate their support and their help and their cooperation. They're always ready to do that for us. So,
well, thanks to Principal Cox, too. I stole his parking spot when I came in. I've always wanted to do that, and I was happy to do it. And girls, are you happy about this $1,000?
Yeah!
Yes. Congratulations on a 9-1 season to the assistant coach, to the principal, to the parents that showed up today. So happy, and our sponsors that got us here, hometown heroes of the spring sports season. And we've already moved on to the summer sports season, and these girls have moved on to make it having a great summer. I can tell. I can see it in their eyes right now. So again, and we'll hear a big cheer before you guys go. Do you have that that rally cry that you guys do before you go out? A 1, 2, 3. You want to do it? Hometown heroes of the spring sports season, the West Prairie Cyclones volleyball team. We're going to hear from them before we go out. Tell me when you're ready, girls. Thanks to Coach Paul and all the gang for welcoming FM 95 here today. West Prairie High School will go out on this from the West Prairie Cyclones volleyball team, hometown heroes of the spring sports season. Do it, girls.
Cyclones on three. 1, 2, 3, Cyclones.
Eric Hansen from Scioto, Illinois, home of the Cyclones on FM 95.